just feel that we need to come into the presence of the Lord again this morning. So I want to start with John chapter 4. John chapter 4. Verse 13 and verse 14. John chapter 4, verse 13 to 14 says, Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." I'm wondering if you can remember a time where you may have truly experienced real thirst. I'm not talking about that thirst that a cold glass of water can quench, but a deeper thirst. A longing in your soul that no earthly thing can satisfy. We live in a world that tries to fill this void with fleeting pleasures, temporary comforts, and hollow pursuits. But yet, that thirst remains. But I have good news for you this morning. Jesus Christ offers us something far greater than the temporary waters of this world. He offers us living water, a wellspring of eternal life that refreshes, that sustains, that transforms us from the inside out. So I want to go on a journey with you this morning to the well of God's Word, and draw with you deeply from the living water that only Jesus provides. In John chapter 4, we meet a Samaritan woman at a well, burdened by her past and seeking to satisfy her physical needs. And Jesus meets her there at the well. And what does he say to her? He says, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst." This is the promise of living water. It is not ordinary water. It is spiritual, life-giving, and eternal. Jesus is speaking of the Holy Spirit who dwells within believers and continuously refreshes and empowers us to live victoriously. How often do we settle for the stagnant? The stagnant waters of this world, when Jesus is offering us a fountain that never runs dry. Let us not be content with surface-level satisfaction when the living water of Christ is available to every single one of us. Jesus himself is the source of this living water. In John 7, verse 37 to 38, Jesus declares this. He says, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." I want you to notice the invitation in that Scripture. Come to me and drink. Jesus does not force this gift upon us. It requires an act of faith and a willingness to draw near to him. The woman at the well had to lay aside her pride She had to lay aside her past. She had to lay aside her assumptions to receive what Jesus was offering her. And my question to you is direct and to the point this morning. Are you willing to come to Jesus and drink? Are you ready to leave behind the empty wells of this world? The wells of sin and fear and self-reliance, and come to draw from the fountain of grace and of truth? You see, when we drink of this living water, something miraculous happens. It becomes a spring within us, welling up to eternal life. The living water of Christ does not just satisfy us, but it transforms us. When we consider this Samaritan woman, after her encounter with Jesus, she left her water jar behind and ran into the town, declaring in John 4, verse 29, "Come, see a man who told me everything I did. Could this be the Messiah?" Her encounter with the living water turned her into a witness for Christ. She went from shame to boldness, from isolation to proclamation. So when the living water flows within us, it overflows into every single part of our lives. It heals our brokenness. It revives our spirits, and it empowers us to be a blessing to others. We become rivers of living water to a thirsty world when we accept the invitation of come and drink. The living water is not just for us to keep. No. It is meant to flow through us. Jesus said that rivers of living water will flow from within those who believe in Him. This means that as we receive from Him, we are called to pour out His love, to pour out His grace and His truth to those around us. In Isaiah 58, verse 11, this is what the Lord promises. You will be like a well-watered garden. Hallelujah. Like a spring whose waters never fail. You see, when we stay connected to Jesus, our lives become a source of refreshment and hope for those around us. Our words, our actions and prayers carry the power to point others to the true source of life. The invitation to drink from the living water is open to us all. Jesus is calling you. Come. Come and drink. Come and drink deeply by my Spirit. Now, I don't want to be dry. I want my thirst quenched this morning. And there's only one way, as we've discovered through Scripture, and that is by accepting the invitation. And this morning we have a chance, an opportunity to come to Jesus and to say, Lord, refresh us. Lord, would you raise that spring of living water to shoot up within us as we come to the well? You see, if you've been drinking from broken cisterns that cannot hold water, then today is the day for you to turn back and to drink from the source of life. And if you've tasted the living water, but you feel dry, then ask the Holy Spirit to come this morning and to fill you afresh. Jesus says to you this morning, come. Come as you are. You don't have to fix things before you come to me. You just come to me and I will fix the things. Doesn't matter the mistakes of the past or the mess-ups of the past. The invitation still is clear and the same. Come to me and drink. That we would be all filled with the living water that will impact those around us. That will make us whole. We don't have to carry those things with us. So won't you step into the presence of the Lord this morning and drink? Don't just take a little sip, but drink it in. And leave here this morning with your thirst quenched. Flowing full of life. So would you enter in with me and drink? Hallelujah.